segment called Yes, Beautiful. So let's dive in, shall we? Okay. Yes, it is. It's so good. It's so beautiful down here on the Mornington Peninsula where I am from. So, and I think, yeah, you're over this way too. So I'm going to bring up my little PowerPoint today. So if you can let me know that you can see it, that would be awesome. I get a little bit confused with these things sometimes. Oh, don't you love technology? It's so awesome. So can you just let me know if you can see the PowerPoint here? Ah, beautiful. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you. Okay, so let's dive straight in. I'm going to put myself over there. I'm going to turn off the chat. If you've got any questions later on, I'm going to check here and also in the on the Facebook and our Goddess Inner Circle for those who are members. And I'll just kind of leave them to the end if I can. But again, if you've got a piece of paper, you may need to take some notes here today. Got a lot to get through, of course, everyone says that when they do these trainings, but I've kind of like, just want to give you all of this awesome stuff. So I'm just shutting the thing down here and let's jump straight in. So today I am going to be sharing with you how to be fierce and feminine using your God essence powers. So, excuse me. You are in the right place. You are in the right place this morning. And thank you on a Saturday morning for joining me. You're in the right place if you know there is a certain magic that you can't quite grasp yet, right? It's kind of here and it's slipping through your fingers, but there is magic. You know that it's there. If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels around, kind of like me yesterday, and want to access your inner goddess purpose on power on purpose, you're in the right place. If you want to stop apologizing for who you are, get rid of the anxiety you feel for following your dreams and desires. This is a big one for women in my community and my tribe, just apologizing for kind of everything really. And you are done with the overgiving, just giving everything away for free energy wise, and you want to receive more and ready to claim you. So this training is if you are ready to fully claim your spiritual self. Right? You're a woman that you realize that you have the special divine power and you want to access it all the time. Like we do, we kind of walk around in life and we don't know these superpowers that we have. So I'm going to share 7 of them with you today. If you're ready to remove the mask that you've been using in everyday life, and big one for me as well was removing this misindependent mask that I would kind of wear like a badge of honor. And maybe you are an empath and you want to stop hiding your sensitivity. Like the world's too harsh for you sometimes, but it kind of doesn't work for you, right? Hiding out, but because you're longing to step out and shine your brilliance. And if you're a woman who is an advocate for your mission, what gets you freaking fired up? So I also want to share with you who this is not for. Right, this is not for everybody. Goddess work is not for everybody. So if this is not for you, you can jump off the call today. I won't be offended. But it's not somebody, it's this training's not for you if you're not conscious of your own patterns and you're a blamer. You know, you blame other people for your outcomes. It's somebody who, if you do not open your mind to new learnings, it's probably not for you. Okay, we're gonna dive into some deep stuff here. So not for you if you're not open to that. If you are a perfectionist now who does not want to reform, probably leave, you know, because you'll be picking holes everywhere in this training and not taking the goodness that is really for you. So don't be the perfectionist. You can move along. And I always say excellence is enough. Excellence is enough. And if you are a woman who will not support other women, this is huge, huge for me. If you want to stay in jealousy or projecting your issues onto other people, you probably won't hear what I'm about to kind of share here today. And people who don't want to change, I'm sorry. Growth is, Growth and change is one of our biggest gifts, but if you don't want to do that, it's probably not for you either. So it's okay. You can go on about your sad day morning, and thanks for being here for this part anyway. So what I'm going to cover in today's session, hopefully I want to keep this to like 60 minutes if I can. So I want to share and cover today the 5 myths that hold you back from embracing your goddess essence. Hard word to say, goddess sense. I want to share with you the 3 phases each woman goes through, into goddess phases or faces, and why they're so powerful for us for our purpose, right? Depending on which phase you are in. And it's so good to know that. It's good to know that. And of course, how to be fierce and feminine using the 7 superpowers that each woman has access to at any time. So I know, Patty, you're on here and we were talking about the quiz. Now, if you haven't done the quiz already, I will put a link up after this. And the quiz basically will show you which is your overarching archetype, the one goddess archetype, the one that you are totally okay with, right? You embody it, shows up in your life. But did you know there's 6 others that are there to support us as well? So I'm going to share the whole 7 with you, and you have access to them all. And this will be how to stop knowing all of these 3 things. You will know how to stop giving your power away and get what you really want without manipulation, without being passive aggressive, and just throwing the towel in. I've done it before. Like, I've done all of those things, being manipulative, being passive aggressive, given up. And then I remember all these amazing energies that I have access to. That's what I want to cover today. So there will be an invitation at the end. I'm going to be straight up with you, absolutely straight up with you. I want to share a special invitation for those who took the effort to be here, to stay to the end, with some great bonuses. So if you think this is kind of like a big sales pitch, or you get all weird about receiving help, then it's okay to leave. It's okay to leave. I think it's totally fine. But if you want to do the work that it takes to be this goddess on purpose, claiming all of you, it takes some work. So I want to give you a great invitation to come and join us. If you don't join us, but you stay to the end, perfect as well. I'm not attached to this. So if you're ready for the solution, I'm just going to turn my phone off. And I've had 2 coffees already, so I'm a bit and oiled up here. So if you're ready for a solution to your problem, then stay, put all the distractions away. You know, I'm guilty of watching things and there's browsers open and I've got my phone here. But again, have your piece of paper. Honor yourself in this time, okay? It's 60 minutes. And I'm pretty sure you'll get something great out of it at the end. I want to start off with talking about Isabel, right? It was the name that came to me. So on the left-hand side here, we've got indecisive Isabel. And indecisive Isabel is kind of scared to really put herself out there and express her purpose. She feels underprepared, undervalued. She's probably just had some success in the past, but when she went to really ramp things up, she fell back into old patterns and she didn't have a tribe to support her. So she's kind of feeling exhausted, frustrated, rejected. Then we go into resentment, and she was all confused about her own personal feminine power. So the real problem was that she's not claiming her fierce feminine power, right? She's not using it the way that she should be because she doesn't really know. She's always apologizing for herself. And, you know, write in the comments there if this kind of feels like you. Are you the indecisive Isabel, or which one would you rather be? Okay. So she's obviously trying to do it all by herself, not accepting any help. She's not trusting her own intuition, right? Our own intuition. I'm holding the 2 power centers, our own intuition. She was always second guessing herself, staying stuck, or, you know, making decisions really so quickly that don't come to fruition, or just staying stuck and not making any decision. And she's letting other people scare her from showing up, right? She was worried about what other people think. So that's kind of indecisive Isabel on the left, right? So let's move to inspiring Isabel on the right here. Like, look at her. She's kind of got it together. She knows her her power, her first feminine power. She knows which archetypes to use. She's got a, she's kind of like, she's not scared of what people think of her anymore. She's made lots of mistakes, but she's learnt from those. She's not apologizing for who she is. She asks for help, asks for support, and she values herself. She knows what to charge for her services. And not even if it's a service, like she just doesn't give her power away. Right, so she has also a tribe that supports her. She knows which ones, which are her tribe. Okay, so that's inspired Isabel. She's on purpose. She's the goddess on purpose. So kind of like which one do you want to be, or which one are you at the moment? Right, so I'm guessing you want to be the inspired Isabel. Okay, so I want to show you the path of the inspired Isabel here. And this is kind of the path that I took, and path is not just the straight line, it's all over the place, but if you follow at least some of what I'm going to be sharing to you, it will make it so much easier for you and actually much more fun, much more fun. So, again, does it sound like you if you're scared to put yourself out there, right? You know, the indecisive Isabel, right? To express your true purpose. Are you always feeling underprepared? Misperfection, not charging enough, giving everything away for free, or seeing other people do that and copying, you know, kind of hacking their model. Perhaps you've had some success again, like the indecisive Isabel, but old patterns come up, right? You put your foot forward, you're excited, you get so far, and then there's that glass ceiling. You know, you kind of hit it, it's like, oh no, and then you kind of shrink back. Again, the tribe is so, so important for you. So this is the real problem. This is the real problem. You're not claiming your fierce feminine power, right? You're not using it the way it should be used. Stop apologizing. I have a friend who, you know, she would ring me and we'd have this great talk. She'd kind of unload, which is totally cool. And then she'd text me later and go, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm apologizing for taking up your time or just venting. I'm like, no, don't do that. Like, there's no need to apologize for anything. So undervaluing her gifts. So again, trying to do it all by yourself, not accepting help. One of my fallbacks, right? And I'm so not doing that anymore. Ask for help and accept it, right? And trusting your own intuition. This is where the big problem is, that, you know, you're getting these ideas, you're getting this inspiration, and then it's like, yes, I'm going to do it. But then you second guess. Right, you second guess yourself and you just don't move forward. And again, this big thing about letting people's opinions scare you from showing up. There's got the big hand. It's like, talk to the hand, right? Confused, resentful, rejected, undervalued, exhausted, right? It's just this whole spinning wheel. So this is where it stops. This is where it stops. So a little bit about me, if I'm going to spend a whole lot of time on this because I want to get into the content, there's so much here. But for those who don't know me, and you know, I know some people on here do know me, I am Luanne Maureen, Chief Goddess at the Goddess on Purpose. Excuse me, I'm just taking some water. I guess I'm so excited. And I'm a global goddess gatherer. I bring women together, the divine business mentor, an author, an international speaker, a master hand analyst and trainer, healer, spiritual teacher. My favorite job of all is a mother. But I help women around the globe get their lives and businesses on purpose through embodying pleasure, power, and prosperity. And I do this by identifying the number one thing holding them back and help them turn that into their biggest strength, right? And I'll go through that. You'll get this when I go on. So that they can express their fierce feminine essence and enjoy a juicy, abundant life. Like, that's kind of what it's for. And just recently, I just want to share my mission with you. So there's one thing to know your purpose, and there's also one thing to know your mission. And I was kind of feeling a little bit flat just recently. I went, oh yeah, I know my purpose. Yeah, I know how to access this God essence within me. But I went, oh, I haven't reviewed my mission. So the mission is the thing that's going to get you out of bed. It's going to help you get through your crap that you hold on to. So I want to share this with you. So my mission in 2019 and beyond, right, I'm not going to do this in 1 year, is to teach and inspire at least 100,000 women to be goddesses on purpose, which means to own their fierce feminine power so they can create a joyful life with meaning, and for them, for the women that are in their tribe and support them. So this is my big thing. Sisters who shine fully in the world give permission to other women to shine fully. It's kind of this we light each other up. And my picture in my mind is like when a sister's shine is dull, when another person's, you know, your friend or your sister or your colleague is dull in places, you bring over your little cleaning cloth and you kind of shimmy her up, right? You buff her up exactly where she needs it with your energy. And this is the thing, when women can truly love each other and all their uniqueness, they are truly goddesses on purpose. So I'm from New Zealand. I'm going to really go through this really quickly. I've been in Australia about 25 years now. Oh, God. That went really quick. Part Māori, did the big move over here, had many, many jobs. I've been a croupier, I've been an accounts clerk, I've been owned a fish and chip shop. Oh, no, she wants to go. Been a real estate agent. So tried lots and lots of things, much to the dismay of my ex. You know, he was like, God, are you trying something new? But I knew that if I didn't try these things, I wouldn't know, it would not lead me to my purpose. So I'm kind of over that guilt. But tried lots of things. When I was about 25, I discovered I had a brain tumor on my pituitary gland and went to radiotherapy to get it fixed. I did not know any other healing modalities. I'm on a call. So my son's just coming. So I had this brain tumor, wasn't married at that stage. I think I was engaged. And so the healing journey was radiotherapy. So this is not me with the helmet on, but I did have exactly the same thing. Now the doctor said to me, you know, you may not have to have children, but I do. I have, these are my miracle children, two of them. They're in there, one's 12 and 14, 13 and 15 they're going on to. My blessed children. So I'm very lucky for that. But it kind of was the wake-up call. So I think I started on this journey around about 10 years ago. It's me speaking over in America, over there, I think Phoenix, been in some books, created my own goddess oracle deck, did lots of trainings, goddess on purpose, facilitator trainings and business mentors group. That was what I was doing back then. And I kind of took it upon myself to out healers. Right. And this is the thing, like what you are here to learn is what you are here to teach. Now, I was not in a healer at all back then. I was in this business, a very masculine business, helping out my ex, and we grew that quite big. But this is what I was really wanting to do. And so I took it upon myself to out all my friends as well, right? Total projection. So that was all good. But in 2015, the shit hit the fan, pretty much. My 13-year marriage ended. We were together for, I think, 6 years before that, but it ended, and I got sent back on a plane from the USA with my two children by myself and banned for 5 years from going there. So that's another story. All the assets that were accumulated over the past 10 years were pretty much gone. Right, when my marriage ended, it was kind of like the universe went, you are not awake, Luann. Like, you've been cruising. Yeah, you've done some epic stuff. You had a bit of fun along the way. But inside, it was kind of like that mask. It was like, I love what I did. You know, I was doing, but there was something not quite right. So everything is like, you're not listening. You're going to be tested. So my tribe had dissipated. I went to the States to start a new life with my ex then, and that's when my tribe dissipated. I came back within 3 months, sent back, and everyone was gone. Everyone was gone. And that is a good thing, right? There's nothing worse than a leader or a healer who holds on to people in their tribe, stopping them. I love that they were gone, but it's like, oh, where's everybody? Right, and I cancelled my yearly event. So some of them, and I'll be sharing at the end, like how you can come and join us at the Path to Purpose event. So, but I would do these events every single year, and they were amazing. Like women would come, 130 women in the room and some men, and they would make lifelong connections and alliances and just do some epic stuff about their purpose. But when I came back, I just did not have the energy. I could not, you know, didn't have any energy to put into anybody else except for myself and my children at that stage. So I cancelled it. And if you know me, and when I teach my students or my clients, I'm like, never cancel any event. But I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So I had to go and work for another person to make ends meet. So this is kind of a little bit vulnerable here. Like when I was putting this together, I said, I've got to give it all. I've got to tell the whole world. Right. So I had to go and work for another person. And I do love this other person that I was been working for, but I knew it wasn't my full purpose. I knew it was for a short time. It's kind of ended up a bit longer than what I wanted, but I knew that I had to do that for myself and my children. That's when I realized there was a way better way to do things. There was a way better way to do things. And, you know, I like to think I'm a fast learner. Sometimes I'm a slow learner. 2015, it's now 2019, right? One of the biggest inspirational quotes and people in my life is Marianne Williamson. So if you don't know her, she's the creator of this quote. And it is, our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? And actually, who are you not to be? And I think Nelson Mandela kind of made that more famous. But I really sat with that when I started on this journey, and I knew I was hiding, I knew I was shrinking, and but I knew I had all these talents and these gifts, like you probably do, you know, and it kind of hurts. It really hurts when you're not expressing your purpose, when you're not living in your full energy that the universe gave you. So this really inspired me, and I would share that wherever I could. So after self-enforced hibernation, that lasted way longer, like I said, that I anticipated, I finally got it. I knew I had to kind of shape up to myself. I wasn't owning all of my fierce and feminine power. I wasn't owning my true purpose by my design. Yes, I help people with their purpose every day, but I kind of pushed mine aside, and it was just kind of nagging at my shoulder. And I had rejected the goddess on purpose within me. So I started out doing goddess gatherings, doing goddess play shops and workshops and teaching others to do that. And in the last couple of years, I kind of just pushed that away. I went, oh, yeah, that's done now. I've got that down, and that is so wrong. Right? I just went, no, I've kind of gone full circle. Today. Yes, I've got access to this power. So I was playing small, again, power away, giving my power away for hire, and I was involved in this weird custody battle, stalking drama. I can't say too much about that here, but my boundaries were totally stepped over. I kind of let them over the last 4 years with the kids and all that kind of thing, and it was just so weird. And anyway, I can't say too much about that, but I will probably at my event if you come and join me. And I stopped asking for help and thought I had to figure it all out by myself as a single mum. You know, that's pretty much what I was. I became Miss Independent. That was my badge of honour. I had to do it all by myself. I wanted to be the martyr. But what I did know all along, though, was that if I had already had the success before in my personal and private life, that I can do it again in a way that I was truly designed for. And this is what I'm going to share with you, the skills that what it took for me. So let me ask you a question. When is now a great time to learn and embody your goddess on purpose essence? Hopefully you're saying now. Hopefully you're saying now. So let's dive in, shall we? So I have to take a little bit of water and let's go. So I want to start with the five myths. Before I get into the seven archetypes and the three phases, I want to bust some myths about being a goddess, right? And it kind of peeves me off, some of these myths. And so I wrote an ebook about it, and maybe I'll send it out to you if you want it. But I want to go over them today because these stop women from really embracing their inner goddess, right? So the first myth is that goddesses, all we do all day is float around in wispy dresses and walk on water, like, you know, we're just walking on the water and we whisper in these soft voices. Soft voices. And I'm like, no. So the fact that we love flowy dresses is not just a goddess thing. Soft, we have soft voices, but we also howl at the moon, right? It's quite commonplace. And I don't think warrior goddesses like Athena wore a flowy dress while on her watch. Like, she was in her armor, she had her sword, right? So just breaking that myth. So these are the warrior goddesses. So we've got wise woman goddesses, sexy and sassy goddesses, you know, and what they wear and how they move is according to how they feel on the day, right? It's whether you wear a suit or a dress, you are still a goddess. Busting myth number one. Myth number two is that being a goddess means you're all soft and sexy. You're all soft and sexy. And, you know, write in some comments below that if you did think this was one of the myths. Oops. Okay, we've just lost that. Okay, so are we back on the PowerPoint? I hope we are. Okay, so that all the goddess means you're all soft and sexy. Well, that's actually true. Okay, it's actually true. So we can be soft and sexy, but we are also fierce. You know, just try, you know, just somebody who does anything to our children or someone we love, right? We see that soft, sexy ass change into the warrior goddess. Okay, so I'm just checking if you can see. Can't get the jet up here. So, yeah, like you're going to get your ass kicked, right? So there are so many faces to the goddess. You have the soft, the sexy, the sensual, the solid, and the staunch. So I'm just going to make sure. Okay, we're online. Oh, yeah, cool. Okay, you've got it. Thank you. Okay, so myth number three is that all goddesses do, is sit in circle and we cry and we express or we play with crystals. I'm like, this is actually, I used to have a goddess shed and this is one of my first goddess gatherings. I went, so we're sitting in circle, we're playing with crystals and cards. There was a few tears. But this is also true, right? Except that's all we do. Goddesses know and value the connection with other goddesses. It makes us happy. It makes us grounded and it makes us feel heard and seen. So the crystal part, they're for bringing in beautiful energy, right? Balancing energy, they're gorgeous to look at. And even if you don't believe in crystals, they make great decorations. Right, so I'm not a huge crystal person. I love them, but you know, it just depends what you're drawn to. So I appreciate them. Okay, here we go. Myth number four is that goddesses are just hippies who haven't grown up yet. And this one makes me absolute cackle with laughter. So there are corporate goddesses who work 9 to 5. There are goddesses in every sector of work. There's teachers, there's nurses, there's soldiers, there's mothers. You know, some are hippie, right? Some are hippie, and we could see myth number one with the flowy skirts, and some are wearing the latest fashion, right? They're fierce in their fashion. So either way, goddesses love to adorn ourselves, to make ourselves feel beautiful so that you can gaze upon us. So we have grown up, right? Myth number five is that goddesses are flaky and all spiritual-like. Flakes. So spirituality is important to all goddesses, right? The connection with the divine, the universe, the goddess, whatever you want to call it, our higher self. So spirituality doesn't make anyone flaky. It's actually the opposite, right? It's actually when you have a connection with spirit, with the universe, and you may be talking to your guides, you get answers back. That's kind of cool, right? So meditation is very grounding if you like meditation and peaceful. So even if we have our eyes closed and it kind of looks flaky, we're just conversing with our higher selves. Right, so it's not flaky, it's actually very grounded. And the bonus myth. So this one gets me riled up all the time. And it's like, the bonus myth is like, you know, goddesses, all we do is we dance with hips scarred, we wave our hands in the air, no one cares. And actually, this is absolutely true. Right? Dance feels like freedom to goddesses. It's another way to join with the divine. And hip scarves are totally optional. You should see my basket when I used to do my goddess gatherings. I still do them. But a whole bag of them, every woman would grab one and we would shake our thing. But they are optional. So when we dance, we release. We release. And movement to the feminine is what nourishes us. It's like water. So flow on, sister, flow on. So if you've got anything to say about the myths, please just put them in the chat. I'm going to come to them later. So just getting that little peeve out of the way. Okay, so goddesses on purpose know their purpose. They know where their blind spots are and they claim their fierce feminine power. Again, I just want to tell you, you are unapologetic in who they are and what they came to express. And this is Claire. She was at my event last year, so got up on stage and she just roared, right? She just roared, which was amazing. So, and I'll share with you how you can come and roar with us as well. So I want to talk to you about the three phases. So our next part. I hope you're keeping up. I hope you're keeping up with me. Thank you. So the three phases each woman has to go through, and why they're so powerful for us to know which phase we are in. And if you are in the goddess world, you probably have heard the three faces or the three phases of the goddess, right? It's these very important kind of stages in our life. So for this example, I'm going to put in the example of expressing your purpose. So we start off with the maiden phase. You think of the maiden, it kind of goes in years as well. So the maiden phase would be from, you know, birth to around about 18, even maybe up to 21 sometimes. So you think of her as this innocent, pure, virginal young goddess. Okay, she's trying out new things. It's, you know, the world is a new place. So you remember when you were this maiden phase? I certainly remember when I was. And we're testing and trying, and it's good. It's good to make mistakes in this phase. But it's this pure innocence, right? So when you start out, I'm going to put this with the example of your purpose. If you were in the maiden phase of your purpose, you are kind of testing the water here. Maybe you don't even know what it actually is. Like I didn't know my real purpose until I had my hands read. Well, I think it was 38 or something like that. No, yeah, 38. But you kind of have a feeling, right? You're trying out new things. You might be starting new jobs or going to uni and learning new things. So on the purpose, it's kind of uncovering. It's just kind of discovering things. Then we go into the mother phase. So the mother phase is kind of like when the maiden gets married, right? It's an age, and I know in the days before, like, people would get married quite young, right? It's all different now. You'd be probably married by 21 or something, and then you have your kids, which is the mother phase. But now it's different. A lot of people get married or they have children before, but you will feel the energy if you're in this mother phase. Like, literally, you will have your own children, or if you don't have your own children, you'll be mothering other people's children or other people, right? It's kind of like the innocence is gone the day you said I do to that person. And so you are starting a new phase. You're building. You are taking care of other people. Now, these little ones, if you have children, you kind of, this phase is actually, I am in this phase, and you can be in the early stages, like the maiden mother phase, the mother phase, or the wise mother phase, if you get what I mean. So you could just be the new mother. So it's a really important stage. So going back to our purpose, the maiden, she's just discovering things. The mother's like, she knows what she wants, right? She knows what her purpose is. And the mother phase goes from around about 21 to around about 52 in years, okay? And give yourself a bit of slack on either side of that. So Some people grow up a little bit later in life, late bloomers like myself. So in that phase, you are building that foundation of your purpose. You are learning what it takes to express your purpose and, you know, coming up against, yeah, you just have a different energy of the maiden would be scared and run away of like when challenges come up. The mother's like, come on, I've got this, I can do this. And she just goes about her business. So the purpose, when you're on purpose as the mother, you're implementing it. So perhaps you're expressing it as a business, or supporting somebody else. Maybe you're doing a non-for-profit kind of thing. But you've done the building blocks in this mother stage until you get to, and everything's going fine, right? It's good, you're making good money, you're making impact, you're showing up, you're sharing it with other women, you've got a great tribe. Then we go to the wise woman phase, or the crone phase. Like something, I love saying crone. Some people don't like the crone phase, but the word crone, they are the same, right? So this is when, you know, after the age, and this is the age of 52 for women especially. Like, I'm not there yet. I'm not too far off, mind you. But it's kind of like this, the mothering's done. You know, your children have grown up and hopefully they've left home, or these days they stay till they're 30 or something, but they've gone. You've nurtured these beings and it's time for you, right? Physically, you're in menopause perhaps, so you don't have to worry about that anymore. But there is a grief about some women, you know, they don't like going into menopause, but there is a freedom around that, right? You don't have to have any birth control and blah, 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 all that kind of thing. It's actually a phase in your life where it is to be celebrated, this wise woman. So she is really now here, like it's the grandmothers, so kind of the grandmothers. So she is here to go back and nurture the maidens and the mothers. And she's all about legacy. She's all about legacy. And it's time for her to have some fun. So kind of like with the empty nesters, you know, so many women are like, shit, what do I do now? Right, where's my purpose? So the purpose in the mother phase was to look after these children or your business to a certain stage. But if you've got your purpose and it's like, yeah, everything's going fine over there, now I have to think about legacy. How am I going to give this back? How am I going to give back to my community, to those I love? And it is just with your wisdom. It is with your wisdom. Like, I kind of picture you or me sitting there with, you know, having cups of tea with the maidens or the mothers, and you know, they're drinking in your wisdom, right? So that is the three phases. And again, what phase are you on in your purpose? Are you the maiden phase, the mother phase, or the wise woman? And again, like I said, you could be in the a different phase within the phase. I don't want to confuse you, okay? But they are very important. They are very important to know which phase you are in your life, in your business, and in your purpose. So you can be in different phases. So just acknowledge all of those. And I will get to the questions after. So, yeah, beautiful. Okay, so goddess on purpose, do this. What do they do? They have empathy for themselves and their sisters, and they show up in the world even when they doubt themselves, right? Which can be kind of daily. Like, I doubt myself all the time, but I don't believe the bullshit that I'm telling myself. Like, oh god, was this a good idea? Check in and then move forward, little baby steps, right? But again, if there's no risk, there's no reward. Like, if you don't, yeah, again, just this thing of people opinions, right? It's one of the biggest things that hold people back. And they also live by a set of principles, or you might call them values, and knowing those is really important. So let's get into the goddess archetypes in every woman. So I will put up the quiz after this somewhere if you haven't done the quiz. And you can do it more than once for sure, because it just depends where you are on the day, right? On the day. So we have seven archetypes. So the seven archetypes that I work with at Goddess on Purpose is Kali, Ishtar, Persephone, Kuan Yin, Athena, Isis, and Nut. So there are thousands and thousands of goddesses, and you know, they archetypes just really all of, I think it was Carl Jung, right? He was the one that said archetypes. So archetypes live in each of us, and mythology, the mythology of the goddesses, is what kind of goes into our, I don't know, our psyche, and we can relate to these. So knowing these goddess archetypes really helps us. And there's other people out there who have, you know, work with different goddess archetypes more than others, but I'm going to share with you seven today. These are the main seven. So each side has a light side and also a shadow side, right? But I call them, you're either in sync with them or out of sync. And so finding out your overarching archetype and embrace all of her, and then remembering the other ones. And you'll need to call on a different archetype at a different time, right? So I've got these beautiful goddess and spoils that are named after the archetypes as well. So the archetypes that I use, we also relate them to each of the chakras. So if you don't know what the chakras are, I'm so bad at just, you know, assuming everybody knows about them. So chakras are our energy centers, and you can see on this picture in front of you, there's seven different chakras in us. There's more, again, there's more, there's chakras up here and below, but to keep it simple, I work with these seven. And if you rub your hands together like this, and you just really, really fast and just pull it apart, you can kind of feel, it's invisible, but there's a bit of an energy there, right? There's a bit of, and you can play with that. And that's, we've just activated our hand chakras, right? But that's kind of the feeling of each of the chakras as well. So let's dive into these beautiful seven goddesses teaching us something. So I'm going to start with Goddess Kali. Now, Goddess Kali is the Hindu goddess. She's kind of known as the goddess of destruction, whether she is or not, but she kind of got a bit crazy one day. So she was battling these demons, and what happened is she was cutting off heads, and that's why she's depicted with these heads around her. And she got into this bloodlust dance. So she defeated these demons and was dancing, and then she actually realized she was dancing on top of her husband, Shiva, nearly killing him. And then she stopped and realized what she was doing. So that's why when Kali comes into your life, she totally turns things upside down. Right, she will come in and she will, kind of like 2015 for me, Kali was a knocking, like everything that you were attached to just gets pushed apart, so you can follow the new path. But her energy is primal, right? And she's with I'm doing my feet here, she's primal energy, so base chakra, destruction of old ways, she's got great willpower and penetrative insight. So when you are in sync with the Kali energy, and I know, I think, Patty, your friend was the Kali, just on the quiz, like when I noticed a lot of people doing the quiz, we had a few Kalis, not as many as one of the other goddesses. So it's so interesting. What I took from that is people who are in my tribe are kind of more aligned to one of the other goddesses. But again, to be in balance, we need all seven of them. When you are in sync with Kali, you are grounded, right? You are grounded. You feel solid. The earth beneath you is solid. You are connected to a tribe, right? To your tribe, to a tribe. You can take risks because you're solid, and she's assertive, right? Her energy is assertive. So when you are grounded and solid, it's okay to step forward. When your Kali energy is out of sync, it can show up as anger, rage, just out of control, like she did. She was just kind of mad, ungrounded, feeling all flighty, like there's nothing, you're not connected to the earth. You can be quite vengeful, and you can be disconnected from your tribe. And that's one of our, you know, that's humans, one of our, what do you call it, our biggest needs is to be connected to other people. So when you're out of sync, so you know, you might want on your piece of paper, want to go, oh, okay, what do you feel like from 1 to 5, perhaps? Or 5 is you're in sync, 1 you're out of sync as we go through this. So our next goddess is Goddess Ishtar, and she's the beautiful Babylonian goddess. She's kind of the mother face of Venus. So in the goddess world, you have maiden, mother, crone, but within, you know, there's Venus, she's the maiden of the sensual goddess. Ishtar is kind of the mother, right? She's kind of not so innocent, but she's still in touch with her sensuality. So she is all about creativity, the feminine divine, flow, fun, and she's playful and wise, right? She's not just all a pleasure seeker, she owns it, but she's wise about it, that mother energy that can come through. And orange and the sacral chakra is what represents her, and sacral, so, so important for women to own their sacral energy, their sensuality, their feminine power, but not just the sacral, because that could lead to all kinds of trouble. You need to keep it all balanced. So Goddess Ishtar, when we are connected to this creativity, you embody your pleasure, your delight, right? She's playful and your charm comes out. You use your creativity and you release when needing. So coming back to the sacral energy here, like each month as women, yes, we bleed when the full moon's out. So we release, and when we release, it makes space for the new to come in. So that's a metaphor of that. So again, if you have some women problems down there, look at, are you having enough creativity? Are you having enough fun? Are you releasing? Are you holding on to stuff? Because out of sync Ishtar can mean overindulging. Too much pleasure, too much fun. You can be manipulative with your charm. That's kind of our superpower, being feminine, but you can use it as manipulation. You can feel stuck, so there's no flow, no releasing, which means you're just holding on to stuff, holding on to old beliefs, holding on to old hurts, all that kind of thing. Just don't hold on to that. That would be Ishtar. So 1 to 5, what are you with the Ishtar energy? So Goddess Persephone, this is the beautiful, so she's the maiden. She's totally the maiden goddess. And a lot of the goddesses, women who took, I'm just trying to do my top here, a lot of the women who took the quiz, I noticed, were Goddess Persephone. I'm Goddess Persephone. So it doesn't mean that you are just the maiden, because there's a whole story behind her. I love her. She's actually a gift marking and hand analysis, another story, but she's named after this, and this is the energy about her. So she was the maiden goddess, happily picking flowers, virginal goddess, and Pluto came from Hades, came from the underworld, said, oh, she's lovely, and picked her and took her down into the underworld, kind of made her his wife, turned her into, you know, against her will. But she kind of changed, right? She kind of went, oh, it's not so bad here. I'm going to make good out of this bad situations. And she actually became the goddess of the underworld. So she guides lost souls. She guides lost souls. And she comes out of the underworld for 6 months of the year with her mother when it's spring and summer. And then she goes back down to be with her husband and guide lost souls for autumn and winter. So that's the seasons, right? That's the mythology around that. So Persephone goddesses, like the energy of Persephone, and it's solar plexus. Solar plexus here on the chakras. So she helps us with boundaries. Right, I mean, because her boundaries were totally violated. She got taken down and raped and all that kind of thing in the underworld, but she turned it around, right? So she helps us with boundaries. We always know when our personal power has been threatened, like we feel it in our solar plexus, right? So helps us with personal power. She's very courageous because of what she turned into, and she helps us take charge of our life. So when you're in sync with the Persephone, Goddess Persephone, you have good boundaries. You know how to say no or not right now. You own your own personal power. You have exceptional courage, and you know, you guide using what she's learned. You can, your lessons, you can flip those around. So, oh, okay, how can I help this adverse adversity. And I am only giving you a touch of what each of these goddesses are, or else would be here all day, more at the Path to Purpose event that I'm going to share with you at the end here. So if you want to know more, please come. So when you're out of sync with the Persephone energy, it's kind of like you have no boundaries. Right, everything's open, ears everywhere, there's no boundaries, people are kind of stepping all over you, taking what they need, what they want, and you allow yourself to be captured. Like she allowed herself to be, well, she didn't allow herself to be captured, but she was captured. Out of sync, it's like, oh, people just got you, they just have you. You can be over mothered. So what I mean by that is your own mother could be a little bit controlling you, or a mother figure, right? Over mothering, or you could over mother your own children if you have them, like too much control. Don't get out of my sight, right? I want to know exactly where you are. Track my phone. It's kind of not cool to do that. It's kind of not cool. And you can also feel like you're stuck down a hole, right? Going into depression, going into crisis of meaning, right? Think of her going into the underworld, just feeling stuck. So that's goddess Persephone, maiden goddess. Ah, okay, goddess Kuan Yin. So I'm just seeing if there's any. If you have any questions, or, you know, I will answer them at the end. So I'm kind of on a roll here. So beautiful, beautiful goddess Kuan Yin. Now she was just so unconditional. She's a goddess of compassion and of sacrifice, right? So she was kind of the female Buddha on the planet. And then when it was her time to ascend, she chose to stay here. She chose to stay here on the planet and help her people, help the people on the planet with her compassion. And, you know, that's sacrifice right there. And not self-sacrifice. She loved what she was doing. But so this is all heart chakra stuff. You know, heart chakra, she's just so beautiful. And this is beautiful oil for her. And I wear it a lot. So when you are in sync with your heart chakra, you are compassionate and forgiving. Right? You are compassionate to other people, forgiving, you have empathy, and you trust, right? You trust your feelings. You trust them. You are in the cycle of giving and receiving. You know, so many women just give, then they get burnt out, resentful, all that. But she knew how to give and also to receive. That's her beautiful lesson to us. And she's obviously has unconditional love for herself and other people. So when you are out of sync with this heart chakra, with goddess Kuan Yin energy, you can end up being a martyr. Right, you can sacrifice yourself to the, you know, you might sacrifice yourself to clients, to your family, to your partner. It's just give, and you know, there's no take, and it's kind of you doing that, not them doing it to you, right? You just, oh, I'm just, you know, what more can you take from me? Which ends up being you're worn out by overgiving, right? You're worn out by overgiving, and there's also another part to this is that. Yes, we have all had broken hearts. I think that's just part of being a human being. We've loved somebody and they've broken our heart. So when it's out of sync with that broken heart, the walls are still up. Right? You haven't gotten over, you haven't let that go, you haven't learnt that lesson yet. And it's okay when moving forward in a relationship, you just, you know, I'm not saying bust them wide open, but I'm saying, ooh, just pull them apart a little bit. And yeah, I had a big, big time when I started on this goddess journey. I will tell you, this, the oil that I use for this heart, I couldn't even smell it. So I knew I had big walls up, right? It was more about the self-love stuff. So Goddess Kuan Yin, love, love, love her. Now let's get to Goddess Athena. So she is this warrior goddess, right? She's the warrior goddess that saved Athens from destruction. So she kind of went out there and had her war party and had her soldiers and, yeah, pretty much saved it. So it's throat chakra energy. So we've put Athena with the throat. So when you, Goddess Athena teaches us to be truthful, to speak our truth, but in a tactful way, not just put it out there. She's clever, she's resourceful. So you think of her like she's a warrior now. She needs to save the city. She's going to have a bird's eye view, and she's going to be strategic in how she puts her soldiers forward or where she can fight, you know. And she's another, you know, I believe, I'm just trying to, she never got married. She never got married. She didn't need a man, so to speak, but that was her choice. That's her goddess energy. So, but she knows how to use her voice. This is a huge one for women. Like, again, voice. So this chakra and our sacral chakra are very, very connected. If you're stuck down there, you're stuck here, you're stuck down there. If you can't speak up for your wants and your needs, very, very hard. And of course, we know why. We've been for centuries, I don't want to go into the big thing of that, but women have always not had a voice, right? We do now, though. We do now. And this is kind of the mission, right? To get out there and to spread our voice, to spread our voice with love and compassion. When you are in sync with Goddess Athena, you can be focused, you can be strategic, and, you know, that's good when you've got a business, right? She will always speak her truth with diplomacy. So that means you are okay with speaking your truth. You will do the setup. It's like, honey, you need to say something to your partner. It's like, you know, can we have a chat? Doesn't have to be now, but I really, really feel like we need to, right? And then when you do it, you speak with kindness. You say the truth. Don't cotton ball it, but it's not like coming out all fierce and, you know, being naggy. That's the out of sync part. You are independent, right? There's a place where you need to be independent, and she is totally independent. And she's resourceful, right, with her money, her power, her anything that she needs, right? She's resourceful. She doesn't waste it. And she asks for help. Now, this energy out of sync, Athena energy out of sync, can leave you totally scattered. Where's the next best thing? You know, that shiny object. It's like you are not focused. You're not being strategic. Everything's kind of around you and you're unfocused. The opposite of not speaking your truth is either holding your voice and being mute, or it can come out as the biggest nag. Why the biggest nag? Like, do you nag your partner? Do you nag other people? And remember, throat chakra, mouth, there's one mouth and two ears. So to be in sync, you should be really good at listening and then use your voice when you need to. So out of sync, it's her way or the highway. It's like, no, she doesn't care about anybody else. It's just her. She doesn't accept help, and independence is, you know, she wears it like a badge. So that's her thing. This is interesting for you so far. Hope it's interesting. Where are you with your voice? So our sixth one here is Goddess Isis, and we relate her to the third eye. Goddess, the high priestess, Egyptian high priestess. And she was also a mother as well, and a damn good one. And the mythology, I'm just pulling pieces of the mythology. So her husband, which was her brother, I think, or Isis, or Osiris, or anyway, he was kind of killed twice, and twice she put him back together, right? She found him and put him back together because of the love that she had, and she was an amazing mother, an amazing leader, because she trusted her intuition. She can always see the bigger picture. And this is, think of our third eye, right? Our third eye, our intuition. She can always see the bigger picture. She rules with love and calmness, not, it's kind of different. You can feel the different energies between Athena, who's kind of warrior-like, and then Goddess Isis, who's loving and calm, but still gets her stuff done. And she has amazing, amazing psychic power, just like you, just like you. So when you are in sync with this Isis energy and our third eye, you trust your visions, you know? You trust your dreams, you trust your downloads that you get, possibly in the shower, mine are always in the shower, or late at night, which is not kind of cool. But you rule with calmness and love, and you take responsibility for your own actions instead of projecting them over there. Now, our gut is very important. So we go our third eye and our solar plexus, when those two align with trust, you just trust it, right? You can feel it in your gut and you're confident with those choices. And again, this is only touching the surface. So when you're out of sync with the goddess of the Isis, the third eye, you end up second guessing yourself. Right? Your intuition's turned off. You're unsure, indecisive, and you are rejecting your own magic. Your own magic, your own mystery that is innately yours. Like, we are all born with this. It's just a matter of ramping it up and knowing how to turn it up. Right? So she can also, when it's out of sync, kind of get one-eyed about things. So there's you might have an issue and it's like, no, I am not expanding my view of this issue. I'm just, it's my way. Okay. So that's out of sync with Isis. So big, big, big deal. And our last but not least is our goddess Nut or Nut. Now, she's an Egyptian goddess also. And you can see her there, like in a weird kind of yoga pose. But in the mythology, she is actually blanketing us, right? So you can imagine her above us and blanketing us. The stars are there, keeping us safe. So goddess Nut is all about, and it's the crown chakra. Right, the crown chakra. It's all about connection to oneness, to the universe, to bliss, to purpose. Like, everything is good. Everything is good. So when you're in sync with goddess Nut, we call her Nut as well. Nut, and I'll tell you why in a moment. So you have this reverence for life. Right, you are totally connected to your spirituality, or you're just aware of your spirituality. You know your powerful purpose. And again, there's a lot of trust in the universe. Like, these downloads that come in, they're for a reason to be acted upon. Right? It's when we get into our, I don't know, mammalian brain or whatever, you know, it's that second guessing that stops us. When you get out of sync, now again, crown chakra, very sensitive area. This is kind of where our messages come in. So out of sync feels like your mind is full, right? You're overthinking, you're clouded. And that's why the saying is to nut things out. I've got to nut things out. You know, I've got to nut them out. That's from goddess Nut, Nut. So you're out of sync with that. You don't know what your purpose is, or you know it, but you're kind of like second guessing. Oh, what was it again? Yeah. You can be out of touch with reality. Because, you know, she's the one that connects so high. But if you don't have your base chakra or Kali energy connected to the earth, it can get totally, like one of the myths has said, you know, you're just off being airy fairy, not in touch, and you're not replenishing yourself. Okay, it's just, again, another big giveaway, not connected, not here, not grounded. So that is goddess Nut. I'd love to know where you are on, if you're doing, you know, writing down 1 to 5. So the 7 ways to embody being a goddess on purpose, I just kind of put this all together. So we'll go through the 7. So it's to embrace your calm, present goddess, right? Kali. Delight your central goddess, Ishtar. Challenge your courageous goddess, which is Persephone. Love your compassionate goddess, Kuan Yin. Listen to your truth-speaking goddess, Athena. Trust your intuition, goddess Isis, and follow your purpose, which is goddess Nut. So the many faces of the goddess, just a couple, I just want to throw this in there, that there are many faces to us, right? So be okay with being messy. Be vulnerable. Own your raw and know that you are enough, because you are always connected to the divine. You would not be on this planet. It takes a big, big deal to show up as a soul on this planet, right? So you are enough. You are the divine. So I wanted to share with you what Gemma has said about her purpose. I hope you can hear this okay.
Hi, I'm Gemma Mack, and when I heard about Lou's retreat, I knew I wanted to be there. I knew it would be really important for me to have the time for self-love and nurturing myself. I wanted to connect with other beautiful women, and I wanted to gain more clarity on my purpose and the business that I'm starting and been training for. And I feel like I am taking away from the 4 days beautiful connection with new women. And I'm really sure of my purpose going forward and helping serve other women. So I'm really excited to go home and get started. And I've got a lot of courage and beautiful women around me. Thank you.
Awesome. So I love Gemma. Gemma's beautiful. And she kind of, you know, you could hear her going through all the different goddesses there. So So let's just do a quick recap, and I know we're kind of getting to the end of it. Thank you so much for sticking around. So what I taught you today, or what I shared with you, were the five myths that hold you back from embracing your God essence. The three phases each woman has to go through, and why they're so powerful for us, and our purpose, and how to be fierce and feminine. Right, fierce and feminine. There's a yin and the yang there, the masculine and the feminine here. Using the seven superpowers each woman has access to at any time. And then therefore, it helps you stop giving your power away. Get what you really want without manipulation, without being passive aggressive or just giving up and throwing in the towel. So remember the indecisive Isabel. So going back, she's on the left here. Across her, you know, hands up, just not dealing with life as such. So if you are ready to stop feeling resentful, feeling rejected, undervalued, exhausted, confused about your purpose and your feminine power, then I want you to know that, to know this one thing, right? You are not meant to struggle here, woman on the planet. You are just not. You can absolutely step into who you really are if you want this. And there can be no more apologizing for being used, kind of the thing today, no more apologizing. And it's actually after everything here, after everything you learn in life, it's not about what you are doing, although there's fun in doing this stuff. It's not about that at all. It's who you are being. Who you are being here on the planet. So what if I offered you now an easy feminine experience that could totally change the course of your life this year? An experience and training that would give you a map to your purpose and to your God essence power. So today, gorgeous, I have an amazing invitation for you. And one with added bonuses. Ooh, love a bonus, who doesn't like a bonus, to keep you on the path of being a goddess on purpose. So before I share that with you, I had to go back and go, God, what did I actually do? I had to realize what I actually did to be a goddess on purpose. So I started my goddessence journey and I joined with other women. I started goddess gatherings. I called them in. I said, I want other women around me because I was Miss Independent, right? Remember that? So I called them in and we started on this goddessence journey, knowing, having a relationship with these seven goddesses. Then I identified my life's purpose. My life's purpose, I was just always searching for it. Then I identified my blind spot, the thing that holds me back from my life purpose, which is kind of the real kicker here, the blind spot that I could never look at. Then I claimed my goddess gifts and I help women do the same when I look back. So you can look back at your journey and go, what's got me to here? So are you ready to be in a tribe of goddesses on purpose, beautiful? So ones who claim their purpose, ones who claim their uniqueness. Now, we are all unique, but don't get caught up on the uniqueness. We're all the same. Really, we are all the same. We are all part of each other. But in that sameness, we have a unique way of expressing it, right? Women who claim their intuition, women who claim their empathy and claim their path. So I want more for you. I mean, I would have loved to have seen this 10 years ago. I would have cut out a lot of pain and grief. But anyway, I want more for you. Not only will you discover your true purpose, goddess, when you join us, I will teach you how to keep that fire burning when your crown slips, right? Your crown, when it slips, will come in and straighten it up. So you will be able to experience live and take the learnings deeper at the level at the event that I'm going to share with you, my invitation. So you are invited to, drum roll, dun, 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 the Path to Purpose events. Reclaim and reignite your fierce feminine power. And there's five events. So what's this all about? Okay, so when you come to the event, you're going to be immersed in and learn a clear path to your deeper divine purpose. Absolute clear path. You will get fierce feminine tools for life that you can take away and put into your life straight away. You'll be connecting with a tribe who really get you. This is so, so important. Like there's a lot of different tribes. Some tribes I'll go into, I'm like, oh yeah, I like this one. And then some are like, oh, not for me. And that's okay. We are all drawn to different tribes. But you will come, if you are drawn to this event, to this tribe, they really get you. I promise you that, because it's a safe sanctuary where you can experience nurturing and peace. There's new ways of expression. You'll be learning for your relationships, and there'll be more fun and connection that you have ever experienced. These events are so much fun. They are very deep as well, but you kind of have fun bringing all this goodness out. So I want to share just quickly.
Hello, I just wanted to let you know I was brought here as a bit of an invite surprise, and had no idea what to expect, and thoroughly enjoyed it. I've met some amazing women, and had some participated in some amazing activities that's really got me back in touch with myself, and in particular, I guess. For me, I guess spoiling myself a little bit more and getting to know myself a bit more and honouring myself a lot more. So I just want to say thank you. It was amazing. And I'd love to come again.
Beautiful. We'd love to have you again. So before I give you what's involved at the event, right, so you come for this two-day total immersion experience. And we're going to go over purpose and goddessence and fierce feminine energy and lots of really beautiful things. So as a bonus, what you will receive will be a 30-minute hand analysis session with me. So we get on Zoom, or you can come live if you're in Melbourne, and I will analyze your life purpose. I will give you a report, 4-page report, so you have it before you come to the event. So it's kind of like your map. You've already got your map when you come to the event. Now, for a 60-minute session, you can go to my website and you can get these for $497. So I've just gone, let's do a 30-minute one, cut it in half. It's worth $247. And I just want to share you, this is what Laurie said about her life purpose hand analysis. And Laurie said, "Wow, had the most fascinating and involved hand analysis with Luann Maring recently. It was as if she was reading my life. I actually was, right? My life purpose is trailblazer, innovator, author, speaker, decoder with my creativity to support and heal with empathy. And that is exactly what I needed to hear right now. Luann really knows every inch of this stuff. Amazing, thank you." And it was just such a pleasure. She's an amazing, amazing artist, done oracle decks, and yeah, she's in the way she innovates her own purpose. So that was for her. And Rochelle, who I did a hand analysis for a while ago, I did my first life purpose specific hand analysis with Luann in 2016. A 1-hour Zoom explanation of what showed up on my hands was one of the most incredible life-changing moments in my life, and has helped me learn what my purpose is so I can start to head on the path to a fulfilled, purposeful career. The way Luann explained it was just amazing, and I still have the printout. You get this 3-page printout, really detailed, and Zoom recording that I can watch or listen to any time to keep me on the right path. And I've just sent in for my second prints for an updated analysis. The life path and the fingerprints doesn't change, but gift markings and other markings can change. So she can't wait. And she's amazing. She's a relationship mentor, Rochelle. And she wasn't that before. So that was what came out of that. So it's so powerful. So, so powerful. So another bonus that you're beginning. So you're beginning the 30-minute hand analysis, right? I'm also, there's things in our hands called gift markings, and to identify all your gifts. So I'm doing a live training before the event start on all your gift markings, and I will teach you how to monetize the gift markings in your hands. All right, so that value is $497. So you can actually go to the website and just do the class, and you will pay $497 for that. But it's a bonus for coming to the Path to Purpose event. Isn't that kind of crazy, right? But I want to give you the tools that it takes, right? So you can do all the work before and then come, and you've got our map, and then we just dive straight in. So that's a 4-week gift marking online training. Okay, and if you can't make the live, it will be recorded. Okay, so then you will have access to a 12-month private group where you receive Goddess Wisdom live from me every week. So I'm popping in there live for 20 to 30 minutes every week to give you practical tools to implement to live the Goddess on Purpose life. I know, crazy, right? So there's 10 different principles, but there's so much more. So you have access to this for 52 weeks of the year, totally free, bonus, and this is worth $497. So come and get kind of coaching in there. And then another bonus I did, I don't know, my kind of like went, why am I doing this? But I wanted to, because I think about if this was me and I put myself in your shoes and go, what would be just so irresistible that there's no way I can't say yes. So before the event, so these events are in Melbourne, Sydney, Gold Coast, Perth and Auckland. And so I'm going to be flying around. Normally I have one a year, you come to me in Melbourne. But I am doing it another way. I am honouring my own design because my design is supposed to travel. So I went, coming out of hibernation. So I'm coming to you. But before the event starts, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to do a three-hour Q&A. You come into my room, I don't know where I'm staying, a hotel room, and bring all your questions, goddess questions, business questions, purpose questions, whatever you want. We're just going to go at it for 3 hours Q&A. And this is really limited. So I've got to, kind of everybody coming into my room. So if you want this, you can register now. I'm going to give you the link soon. So all of this, when I put, there's some other bonuses I haven't listed here, but I thought these were the most important one. It's nearly $1,900 worth. I just added them up and went, anyway, this is all yours for $150 today, and then you can pay another 125 times 2 months. So that's the payment plan. Or you can pay $397 in full. If you want to get your reading straight away, pay it in full. We can do the reading once you do your other payments. But again, no brainer. Like, yeah, the gift marking alone is $497. So you get to come and spend 2 days with me in an intimate group with amazing women, bringing all our God essence up. So all you need to do is go to globalgoddessgathering.com. I'm going to put the link in the chat here and for those watching live, if that doesn't work. So kind of it should work. So $397. So I want to just share.
Hi, guys. My name is Nicole. It's my first time at Goddess on Purpose. I have absolutely loved the 3 days. I didn't know why I was called to be here, but Lilan has been an amazing coach and mentor and supporter for this. I highly recommend coming again. What I've learned is being able to analyze your heart and what gifts you have as well, and digging deep into what my purpose is here and how I can spread my message with the world. So I'm very, very grateful to be here, and I hope you guys can come along to meet one as well.
Awesome. Thank you. She's beautiful. And just another sharing from Jackie, who I had the pleasure of working with. She's an intuitive, she's a psychologist actually, and she's a relationship coach. She's an amazing relationship coach, has this great book. So she was struggling with becoming more authentic with herself before she met me and did some work with me and came to the events, owning and wholly honoring all her gifts. So although she absolutely loved what she was doing, she had relatively a successful business. She said, I felt I had a calling to do something on a much bigger scale. And if you know what she's doing now, she's on this relationship show, right, about to launch. So one of the major things that has changed for me is having a community that I can connect to, having a much clearer direction and purpose and feeling supported and following that path, feeling comfortable with my desire to be in the spotlight. You know, I want people to come and honor what their purpose is by being in the spotlight, sharing their message, public speaking, being able to easily integrate both her spiritual side and her scientific side of her personality. I'm now beginning to do exactly that, getting out into the spotlight and speaking to wider audiences about my relationship, breakthrough workshops, holding spiritual gatherings for women to connect to themselves and each other. So Jackie, Christy, she's on Facebook if you want to, message her and say, Jackie, what's this event like? I'm sure she will say, get your butts there. Okay, so you can book at globalgoddessgathering.com. Now, my guarantee, if you come to the event and after all these bonuses that you have had and you go by morning tea, right, by morning tea, and you're in the room and it's not for you, I will, all you need to do is quietly go to see my team at the back of the room in the morning tea break and let them know this is not for me, Lou, and you can leave. And when you get back, after we've done in the event, I will refund your money back. Kind of seems like a no-brainer to me, right? So that is my guarantee, because I know the power of these events is, you know, I've worked with hundreds of women at these events, so would love you to come and join us. So before I go, I'm wrapping this up and I'm going to open up the Q&A. So if you're still here and you've got some questions here, I will definitely get to those. I want to share with you, these are my oracle cards, to be prepared. So prepare yourself to embrace all the magic that is in you. You can feel it coming together now easily and effortlessly. Presence. You have your own unique goddess presence. Tap into it and radiate it out. Expand your presence to magnetize all your desires to you. And power. Remember, you are a powerful goddess. Remember this innately. Use your inner power to step into your purpose fully. So if you want to join us at the Path to Purpose, globalgoddessgathering.com, please do. $150 deposit today and two other payments of $125, or you can just pay it full out and I will send you the kit to get started. Because it's only, this is really, like, and I truly mean this, right? It's only open at a special price for a limited time. So these groups, I've got to be really, I want to keep them a little bit more intimate than $130. So be the fast action taker. You know, tap into your goddess energy now and go, yep, you'll know straight away whether it's for you. Go to globalgoddessgathering.com and many, many, many blessings for joining me here. I am going to go to the Q&A and then I'm going to get off here. But if you've stuck around, thank you so, so much. So I will just end the share here. And I hope you've enjoyed this. Now, am I back? Yes, I am back. Okay. So let's look at the chats in here. Okay, the Gold Coast. Yes, beautiful. Mother Wise Woman, Isis. Okay, beautiful. Thank you, Patty. So awesome to see you there. And I know you're coming to the Gold Coast. That is so, so cool. And I don't know, I think there's any questions on here either. So again, join me to the Path to Purpose. I want to put in the link. Actually, what I'm going to do is quickly show you the page. So I'm going to go over to the page here. We'll close that down. So when you come to the page, I hope you can see this, you will see the invitation, okay? And there's all what you need to learn, what you're going to expect, some more people saying, yes, come along. And you just hit that button, register now, and it takes you to the checkout, right? So down here, you just choose whichever event you want to go to. And the price down here is $397 and full. Or when you pick this one, it'll take $150 out today, and then you have the dates. So how cool is that? So I'm going to stop that share now. Lots and lots of love to you. I am so excited for if you've chosen to come to one of the events, right? We've got, like I said, Melbourne, Gold Coast, Sydney, Perth, and Auckland, going home to my hometown and taking the goddess Juju over there. Have a great weekend. Lots of love. Send me a message. You can send me a message if you want to. Actually, I want to put that link up here. So that's the correct link. If you get a weird link when you book, I'm going to put it in here in the chat. Okay, so have a great one. There you go. There's the link to that. Okay, thanks, Sharon. I hope you're going to join us. Like, I know you were here last year, so come and let's do it all again, but up level. Okay, bye for now.